Who comes here and what sort of offences have they committed?
Young men are sent here by court who have committed really the full range of offences below murder or, well, we have had actually people here for manslaughter. So the most common offences are robbery and burglary, car crime, car thefts as well, and dishonesty. We don't have any sex offenders here. There are other places that take sex offenders. But it's mostly offences of dishonesty and violence.
Right. What do you think causes them to turn to crime?
Well, as usual, we would have to say a full range of problems. You could list the following factors as one or more of them being present in all young men. One is family breakdown, where there's been divorce or breakdown between parents, and because most of the young men here, we find, have been brought up either by one parent or by two parents who've had a very poor relationship, and they've not provided the proper care and love for their child. So there are family problems behind first. Secondly is poor housing and poor social conditions and poverty which they're in. Thirdly is unemployment and an inability to get work for a lot of these young men. They get excluded from school. There's a whole pattern, common pattern, where people, even the bright ones, might get excluded from school because of misbehaviour or because they can't learn. They may be dyslexic, they may have problems with learning. They get excluded from school, hang around with other kids at risk, then start taking illegal drugs in a lot of cases, or they go take alcohol too young and that goes to their head. Approximately a third of young men here, for example, are here for crimes to feed a drug habit. So either heroin or crack, especially for the over 18s, less so for the under 18s. But certainly that's in line with police figures from outside. So it's a combination of family and social problems, unemployment, drug abuse, inability to control. Figures have shown also a high number of kids have been abused, either sexually or violent abuse from parents, usually from a father. Lack of consistent good fathers is a key feature of the lives of most of these young men.
Right. They mentioned things like money.
Yep.
How important do you think that is, wanting to live the high life?
Wanting to live the high life, there's tremendous peer group pressures. Trainers, all the flash gear, these cost a lot of money. The pressures to conform, to show that you can live this high life, are very great on young people. And getting that money legitimately, when you've emerged from school, even if you've stayed on at school, with the right qualifications to get decent employment, to give a regular legal income, is very hard. So the temptation to cut a corner is very, very acute.